AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Pam Bondi was greeted by a House committee with criticism from Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
You've turned the People's Department of Justice into Trump's instrument of revenge. Trump orders up prosecutions like pizza, and you deliver every time. He tells you to go after James Comey, Letitia James, Lisa Cook, and Jerome Powell.
Bondi says some cities and states have taken advantage of federal support.
Some have not. Meanwhile, a few elected officials have declared that they are, quote, at war with the federal government and encouraged widespread obstruction of law enforcement. This has resulted in avoidable clashes on the streets, as you've all seen.
Authorities investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie in Arizona detained a man who said he was questioned for hours before being released.
Terrifying. Something I didn't do for something. I felt like I was being kidnapped, bro. They didn't tell me anything at the beginning.
And investigators showed up to this house, or were you the one who was pulled over at the traffic stop?
I was the one that was pulled over at the traffic stop.
The man, a delivery driver, told several media outlets he had nothing to do with last week's disappearance of the 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie. The Pima County Sheriff's Department also says it searched a location Tuesday night in a city where that man lives near the U.S.-Mexico border. The development came just hours after the FBI released images of a person wearing a full head mask with an apparent gun on Nancy Guthrie's porch the night she went missing near Tucson. I'm Julie Walker.
The Federal Aviation Administration has lifted the temporary closure of the airspace over El Paso, Texas. The airport is now open. The FAA says there is no threat to commercial aviation and all flights would resume. El Paso is near the Mexico border. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Russia's top diplomat says Moscow will observe the limits of the last nuclear arms pact with the U.S. as long as Washington does the same.
The New START treaty expired last week. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov tells Russian lawmakers even though the U.S. has not responded to President Vladimir Putin's offer to maintain the treaty's caps, Russia will accept the limits for as long as it sees the U.S. following suit. President Trump has said he wants a new treaty that includes China, something Beijing has rejected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A brawl erupted in Turkey's parliament as lawmakers clashed over a controversial appointment to the Justice Ministry. Legislators pushed and punched each other. Akin Gurlek had presided over high-profile trials against several members of the main opposition party, proceedings the opposition in Turkey has long denounced as politically motivated. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.